Do you like listening to Jordan Peterson, Tony Robbins, Jim Rohn, Alan Watts, and many more great speakers? That's obviously a yes if you're listening to this podcast. You need to head over to the Influencer Archive YouTube channel right now through the link in the description and subscribe, as this podcast is not going to be around forever. But our YouTube is, with all the best and most up-to-date archives of all your favorite speakers, with new videos and lectures daily. Nowhere else can compete. Subscribe now before this podcast disappears.
At this time, it is my pleasure to introduce to you your next featured speaker. He hails from Dallas, Texas. He is a man who, we have a Dallas, Texas resident here. Welcome, sir. Two of them, okay. Your next speaker is a man who not only professes the greatness of individuals, but has experienced the concept of greatness. He was number one in a sales force of over 3,000 salespeople. He was also number two in a sales force of over 7,000 salespeople. He's a man who has worked very hard for the beliefs and convictions he possesses. I'm delighted to say that he is the author of the very successful and popular book, See You at the Top, which is now in its ninth printing and has sold over 143,000 copies in its brief existence. I'm also delighted to say that this book and the philosophy behind this book is now being taught to the young people in the schools throughout America in many communities. Zig Ziglar, ladies and gentlemen, is making an impact. A great man who believes that it's your aptitude, not just your attitude, that always determines your ultimate altitude. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please join me in welcoming my friend and yours, Mr. Zig Ziglar.
Thank you. Just for a moment, let's play a game. Let's pretend that your telephone rings tomorrow morning, and the voice on the other end says, John, I've got some marvelous news for you. We've just won a trip to Acapulco. There are going to be four of us that can go. There are only two of us, my wife and myself. We leave at exactly 8:45. We're going to stay on the beach 4 days. We will live in a millionaire's villa. We will have everything at our beck and call. We will live the life of luxury for 4 full days. Now remember, John, we leave tomorrow morning at 8:45. My only question is, can you be ready to go at 8:45? May I see the hands of those who could, in fact, respond and say, yes, I could go. Just for a moment, let's continue the game by saying, you got the telephone call, you accept it, then all of a sudden it dawns on you, hey, I've got some things to do. As a matter of fact, I've got to do this and this and this and this and this. And as a matter of fact, you turn to your wife and say, honey, I just don't know whether or not we can make it or not. She says, now hold the phone, John. She whips out a sheet of paper. She says, now what's the first thing we got to do? What's the second thing? What's the third thing? What's the fourth thing? What's the fifth thing? How many of you, honest to goodness, believe that during the next 24 hours you could get more done than you normally get accomplished in 3, 4, 5, 6 days? Would you hold up your hands, please? Here's my question, please. Why don't you go to Acapulco tomorrow? Every day of your life. Why don't you, in your own mind, say, tomorrow I go to Acapulco if I get this done today? Do you realize that if you were to do that and schedule it and lay it out, that it would be just a matter of weeks before you could, in fact, go to Acapulco at any time that you wanted to, or anywhere else you wanted to go? I was coming in on the plane yesterday, which is generally the way I fly. And I was seated next to an old boy, and I couldn't help but notice he had his wedding band on this finger. Now I looked at him for a moment. I said, friend, you got your wedding band on the wrong finger. He said, yeah, I married the wrong woman. I don't know know whether he did or not. But I am completely persuaded that most people have the erroneous idea about what it takes to be successful, and then about what success is, and about what life is. And I would like to, during these next few minutes, climb down right inside of your mind. I'd like to climb down in your emotions. I'm going to motivate you. I'm going to say some things to you that are going to have an impact, and you will, in fact, not be the same when you get up from your seats at the end of this evening. On your trip to Acapulco, there were several things involved. First of all, you had a very specific goal. Second, you had a time limit. And third, you listed the obstacles, the things you had to do in order to get the trip to Acapulco. I'm going to talk to you tonight about goals. There are four basic reasons why people do not have goals. Number one, they have not been sold. Now, friends, I'm flat going to sell you on why you got to have them. I didn't say I wanted to. I didn't say I was going to try to. Didn't say I hoped to. I flat said I'm going to sell you on why you must have them. The second reason a lot of people don't have goals is they do not know how to set those goals. I'm going to give you a basic formula for setting those goals that will be precise if you will follow it. The third reason a lot of people do not have goals is they have fear. You see, there's a certain amount of risk involved when you say, this I'm going to do. Even if you do not tell anyone else, when you set a goal, there's a certain amount of risk involved. Then the fourth reason a lot of people do not have goals is because they have a poor self-image. If you do not think you deserve success, if you do not think you deserve a bigger home, to be a million-dollar producer, to have an outstanding mate, or beautiful, well-disciplined children who are productive, if you don't think you deserve them, then you'll do things that will keep you from getting them. Let's look at number one. Let's sell you on the idea of having goals. Are they important? At Yale University in 1953, they did a study of the graduating seniors. They discovered that of the graduating seniors, only 3% of them had definite, predetermined, written down goals. 20 years later, they did another survey of those seniors who had graduated. They discovered that the 3% who had committed their goals to paper had accomplished more than the 97% who had not written them down. What about you personally? Have you got your goals laid out? Are you a meaningful specific, or are you a wandering generality? Are goals necessary? I'm going to say emphatically yes. Can you imagine the chairman of the board, General Motors, and somebody comes to him and says, how did you get to be chairman of the board, General Motors? Do you really believe he said, well, I just showed up for work and they started promoting me. And first thing, here you know, here I am, chairman of the board, General Motors. No, I think you know that that is not the way that it happened. What about you? Are you a wandering generality? Or are you a meaningful specific? How many of you are in the world of selling? Would you mind holding up your hands, please? One of the major problems we have in the world of selling, a lot of times the salesperson is out selling. And although they're out there physically, what they're saying mentally is, I need to be home with the family. And then when they're home with the family, physically, they're saying mentally, I ought to be out in the field selling. And so when they're out in the field, they're really back at home. And when they're back at home, they're really out in the field. And they ain't never nowhere. People today complain of lack of time. It's not lack of time that's the problem. It's the lack of direction. Are you a wandering generality? Or are you a meaningful specific? Howard Hill was probably the greatest archer who ever lived. He killed a Cape buffalo with a bow and arrow. He killed a Bengal tiger with a bow and arrow. He won 281 consecutive tournaments. He was never beaten in competition. As a youngster, I have seen Howard Hill in newsreels from 50 feet draw dead aim and split the center of that bullseye perfectly in the center. And yet he could take the next arrow and literally split the first one. An amazing demonstration of skill. And yet I'm going to look at you dead center and say to you, I could spend 20 minutes with you. And at the end of that 20 minutes, Dick, I could have any man in this audience or any woman in this audience hitting the bullseye more consistently than Howard Hill could have on the best day he ever had. Provided we blindfolded Howard Hill and turned him around so he would not know which direction he was facing. And you rather obviously laugh and say, Ziegler, that's silly, of course. How could a man hit a target he could not see? That's a pretty good question. Here's another one. How can you hit a target you do not have? Have you got one? Are you a wandering generality? Or are you a meaningful specific? Are you going to work tomorrow because that's what you did yesterday? If that's the reason you're going tomorrow, you won't be as good tomorrow as you were yesterday because you're 2 days older and no closer to the goal you do not have. You got to have those goals. A lot of people don't have goals because of fear. I want to skip one and talk about this one just for a moment. I'll be leaving on an airplane tomorrow for Toledo, Ohio.